Racing.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Adam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can head over there and enjoy all the features. And the main feature of the site actually allows you to suggest show prep to this program. You go and you submit interesting things you might find online, whether it be a YouTube video or news article, perhaps a blog post. You put it in, other listeners then vote up or down, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to talk about it on the air. Last night, Mark, you said you had something about the post office. I want to make sure we get a chance to get to that if we get, well, if we get a chance. Of course, your calls come first. So have that ready. 603-513-513. Wait a minute, that's not the right number. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls. Marcus is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I wanted to talk about fireworks. I enjoyed some fireworks this Independence Day down here in New Jersey.
You're a criminal.
Yes.
And well, is that legal in New Jersey?
It is completely illegal. New Jersey has some of the worst fireworks laws. Basically, no fireworks are illegal for anybody to have except for the bureaucrats.
Now, when you're setting off illegal fireworks, are they brighter? Are they more exciting? Louder?
They're all of those things. illegal fireworks are always better than legal fireworks.
Excellent. So what sort of illegal fireworks did you have? The sort that shoot up into the air that are really, really illegal?
Yeah, we had some you know, some of the small stuff, the sparklers, and you know, some of the big ones that go up and make a big loud boom and lots of colors go everywhere. But I wanted to talk about where people in New Jersey get their fireworks from. Since they can't buy them in New Jersey, it's illegal. Mm-hmm. Illegal to buy, illegal to sell, illegal to have. The state next door is Pennsylvania. And in Pennsylvania, it's you know, most fireworks are illegal there as well. And it's illegal for Pennsylvania merchants to sell fireworks to Pennsylvania residents. But they found a loophole in that it's not illegal for them to sell to out-of-state residents.
You have to be kidding me. So they make
not kidding.
Their whole business plan is by selling to people who are crossing state lines in order to buy illegal fireworks?
When you cross the Delaware water gap from New Jersey to Pennsylvania, there's a nice big fireworks store right there.
Wow.
And they cannot sell fireworks, or at least the big ones. They can sell some sparklers to Pennsylvania residents, but they can only sell the big stuff to out-of-staters, and, of course, those are all people from New Jersey.
It's funny that they have this sort of reason for living there in that they you know, they sell sparklers to Pennsylvanians, as though Pennsylvanians would bother going to a fireworks store. They can probably get them at the grocery store if they want sparklers. Mm-hmm. But maybe. I'm just speculating there. But that they make almost all their money off people coming from New Jersey. It's crazy.
Right. And then, of course, you know, if they're quoted in the news or something, they say, well, we hope that these people won't be breaking the law or anything, you know, but of course they are.
Right. Yeah, they're essentially funding them to go right back to their other state and break the law.
Yeah.
Or supply them.
Right.
It's a great juxtaposition and a really fun kind of thing that goes on over here.
Well, market forces are really amazing. I mean, Mark, you're expressing shock here at that this could be the case, that these stores could simply exist based on
My shock's really based around the fact that bureaucrats are just that stupid. I mean, they set up a law that said that it's illegal to sell firework, you know, big fireworks that go kablooey to people from Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. but not from people coming across the state line. I mean, you're not talking about a lot of rolling farms or anything here. I mean, New Jersey's pretty, northern New Jersey, where we're talking about it. This is a pretty well-developed
urbanized
area.
Yeah,
it's relatively urbanized, as is Pennsylvania on its eastern side. You know, the expectation, it's not like you're driving from Wyoming into Utah or Colorado or wherever.
This also goes to show you the little infighting between the states. You know, like the one state says no over here, and the other guy's like, we'll let you, and we get the benefit from it on this side to a party. I mean, kind of like New Hampshire and Vermont with their license plate registrations. What one bureaucrat says no and makes a bunch of streaks here, and the other ones over on this side of the line say, well, we'll take advantage of this and get some more money out of this.
It's good. I mean, that's a good thing for freedom. I mean, certainly it's not good to have state governments at all, I don't think, but better to have 50 state governments competing for people than to have this overarching federal government kind of just throwing all the competition out.
Well, until one leans on the other and says, neither one of us can do it, and you're still, you know, everyone...
Well, yeah, I mean, that could happen. You're talking about, like, some sort of a state cabal where they get together and they set similar
rules. Or the big state comes in, the feds say, you know, both of you got to knock this off. Because, I mean, essentially, right. It'd be like infighting. Essentially, someone's going to get upset that they're not getting their cut or someone else is taking their cut.
Exactly. Marcus, so you actually smuggled them in. Do they try to bust you for that stuff?
No, I actually, this time it was not me smuggling them in. I was actually at a party, so somebody else did the smuggling. But there was fireworks going off all over. It wasn't just where I was. They were all around me. I was actually with my father at the time in the town where he lives, and I had called previously to let you guys know how he within his town, and he's part of the government there, they actually voted to get rid of, disband their police department. Which that has happened actually as of June 1st. They no longer have a police department in that town. And my dad did make a little quip. He said, I think somebody called the police, but there was nobody there to answer.
I wonder if the police would have been, if it would have been their presence any different had this been like, November 1st or something. I mean, maybe that day, the secession day is, you're allowed to, you know, play a little bit.
Perhaps, but I think all in all, I've never heard of anybody complaining about fireworks. Everybody loves fireworks.
Right. I mean, as you said, people everywhere were setting these things off, and just think about what that says about people. I mean, there are so many Americans who will make this statement, like this self-important statement of, well, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I would never break the law. And sometimes when they make those statements on the show, I usually ask them, the question I usually ask is, well, have you ever sped, or have you ever drank under the age of 21, or try to think of something that a whole bunch of people will have done at some point in their lives. And this is one I hadn't thought of.
Exactly. Now you use fireworks. Hey, right. Have you ever lit off some firecrackers?
I guess it's kind of iffy because you'd have to know which states, in which states it is banned and which it is not, but...
It's like civil disobedience by default or without knowing, you know, they don't see it as breaking the law because it's something they enjoy so much, or for that they can relate to the peacefulness or how I'm not bothering anybody doing my thing.
Right. Breaking the law is absolutely an American activity. The idea that we're a nation of laws is contrary to what the nation was founded on. The nation was founded by lawbreakers, people that said that they're sick and tired of these stupid rules.
It could be a human nature of people, not necessarily Americans. I mean, I'm sure other people across the
world. I'm doing an American show here. What do you got a problem with that?
I think Adam's right about that. I think that humans, I think it's a part of the human condition to want to be free.
Well,
I mean,
especially
if you're
being
oppressed.
Yeah, when people are, exactly, oppressing on you, the natural tendency would be to do the opposite.
There hasn't been much success at actually attaining that freedom, but I think the human condition, at least many humans, want to be free. I'm sure there are humans that enjoy being told what to do. Those people must exist. But I don't know any of them.
They're winning.
The people that want to be told what to do, or the people that want to tell people what to do?
Them too.
Well, they're the ones that are winning. The people that want to be told what to do, I mean, I don't know if you consider that a win. I suppose maybe if that's what they want,
then
they are.
They're getting told what to do.
Yeah, they're getting what they want. So, Marcus, any other thoughts you want to share on this issue?
No, that was about it. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Thanks. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You can talk about your fireworks situations there where you live. In fact, let's talk to Jericho, listening in Mount Jackson to WSVG. Hello, Jericho.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
What's on your mind, dude?
Well, basically, here in Virginia, pretty much all fireworks are illegal. I think it's anything that leaves the ground.
Man, you guys have a fun state there. You can't even have radar detectors or fireworks in the same place.
I heard they're reversing the radar detector law. That's a plus.
Why would they reverse it?
I don't know why they would reverse it. I think it's just because 49 other states said heck with it and made them legal, so I think Virginia is too.
I want you to tell me more if you can. Hang on. We'll come back with Jericho here in moments. 800-259-9231. Fireworks bans becoming more popular across the country as more state governments crack down. I know in Massachusetts they put people on the borders at some points to actually watch and see if people are going to the fireworks stores and then coming back to Massachusetts. Does that kind of shenanigans happen where you live? 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. You take control.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free. Bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian.
And Adam.
And Mark.
Adam joining us from LibertyOnTour.com as they gear up, get ready to head out of New Hampshire across 13 different cities.
13 cities, 13 weeks.
Across the country and meet up with other liberty-minded people. Go to LibertyOnTour.com to learn more about that. Mark, tell me about Jurisdictionary?
Jurisdictionary.com. They sell a product that allows you to take your court cases to court without an attorney. They will show you. It's written by a doctor of jurisprudence, and he wants to show you how to protect yourself from other members of his profession. Shows you how to fill out their forms, get evidence, move the court, set hearings, do research, draft pleadings. It's all there, and it's written in the fashion that an average eighth grader can grasp all in less than 24 hours. It is a relatively short course. I mean, certainly you can't learn it all in just a couple of hours, but it's a relatively short course. And I have to say this accurate, that the person of an eighth grade intelligence could grasp it in 24 hours. I've taken it, and I recommend it. It's jurisdictionary.com.
As we continue with your phone calls, we'll talk to Jericho, who's waiting patiently, listening in Mount Jackson. Now, Jericho, we've been talking about fireworks bans, and you said that in Virginia, it's completely banned. Fireworks of all sorts are banned. What about sparklers? Does it include sparklers?
I think sparklers are legal. Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Okay, yeah, got you. Well, the deal is, for years and years now, I've been going to a friend of mine's house every 4th of July. They just have awesome fireworks, and I assume they were illegal. Well, one year, a few years ago, just before we set the fireworks off, fire marshal shows up, actually the county fire chief, and he's sitting there talking and looking at the fireworks, and then he just left. I asked my friend, I said, what was up with that? I thought we were getting busted. He said, well, he's just coming to inspect the fireworks. I said, inspect them? He said, yeah. He said, I have a permit. I said, a permit? So basically, they're illegal and too dangerous for people unless you pay them money for a permit.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Well, because clearly, because you have money, you must be you must know what you're doing when it comes to lighting things on fire.
Responsibility has a price tag.
Exactly.
I guess the idea behind these permits is that they know where to send the fire truck if there's some kind of problem. That's the claim, okay? As a guy who works at volunteers at a fire department, I'm telling you what it is that they claim is the reason. Now,
I've taken their
their brush burning permit right in front of them and thrown it into the fire and say, hey, that permit doesn't stop fires. What are you talking about?
That doesn't mean
exactly.
If people have permits for fireworks, how is that going to change anything if someone calls 911 and talks to a police dispatcher?
Well, and of course these guys have GPS, and they all know all the neighborhoods, so it doesn't matter if you have a permit or not, whether they know or not. They know in seconds where to go. So, I mean, the permit is totally unnecessary for that on those grounds. You know?
Any idea? Just curious, any idea what the permit costs, how long it lasts, that kind of thing?
I believe it's just for, whatever day you ask for it for, and I believe it's around $50. Now, however, this is kind of cool. My friend told me this year they didn't charge him for the permit. He had to get the permit, but they didn't charge him. I guess, he's in there every year, and, they collect, so they've gotten cool and don't charge him for the permit.
Get the fourth one free.
Exactly.
In Wisconsin, where I'm from, they used to offer you the option to buy the permit, and it was about $25. And I used to stand in line laughing, and this was even before I was a libertarian. I was just cheap. I didn't want to spend the money, and I'd laugh at everybody in line who's going to get them. And some of the people were like, we should just get it because if they come, then you're safe.
Wait a minute, the fireworks store was offering you that?
The fireworks stores would sell them. These ones would only pop up around the holiday season. And, they would offer you the option to buy it, and you could decline. So I'd be like, no, because it would be like the city or whatever would issue. So you'd be like, oh, I don't live here. I'm going to go somewhere else or something. And, they'd see me every day at, like, the coffee shop or downtown. Like, live there.
Whether you live there or not, you could just say, well, I don't plan on setting them off
here. Exactly. But I was
surprised. Then you could just change your plan. That way it's not really a lie.
Sure. Well, I hear you. But, they give you the option. I was amazed at how many people would pay the extra $25 they knew no one was coming. It's rare.
They're scared, man.
I know.
People are scared S-less of these government people.
I say you pay for government insurance when you get a chance to pay for government insurance.
You're talking about protection money. Why would you? Because you're scared.
With $25, I can absolutely. Who knows what these people will do?
Well, we know what they'll do. They'll put you in a jail cell.
There you go.
Possibly.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, if anything, that'd be a great thing to do for like a civil disobedient thing.
Want to do is civil disobedience, that's one thing.
Well, also showing the system. The gun in the room.
It doesn't have to be civil disobedience. I think civil disobedience tends to have a public component to it, whereas non-cooperation might be a little bit more accurate of a term there. So, Jericho, any other thoughts you want to share?
Oh, no, I think that's it, guys.
Thanks. Appreciate the call, Tony. Yep, 800-259-9231.
I wish I could buy a big government insurance policy that would get them off my back entirely. You know,
a one-time payment?
Yeah, well, $500 a year would be absolutely worth it.
It won't work. I mean, they'll keep coming back for more. It's one of those things where if they know they can get the kind of money out of you, then all of a sudden the deal's going to change.
And even if they did, I mean, what they do with the money is...
Well, who knows that the government insurance program would necessarily be, instituted by the government.
Oh, you mean like a private agency that would protect you from the government?
I'd buy that, too.
I'm totally in favor of that.
I would pay for that in a minute.
Sign me up, man. When is that getting here to New Hampshire? Who is going to start that? I don't know what it would entail. Some people have tossed this idea around before of, I know Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com came up with it a long time ago of having, like, activist on hire kind of thing, where it wouldn't really be guaranteed protection or anything like that, but you would pay him on a monthly basis, and then if something happened to you, he would come out to where you are and hold signs and just bother the city council. And
I have a plan for myself that's like years down the road from where I'm at now, but like an insurance company to incentivize people to stop paying taxes. I mean, figure out there's a mathematical equation. I don't want to get too much on here, but long story short, you pay $100 a year in taxes, you pay us $40, stop paying your taxes, you pay X amount of dollars every month, right. And when they come, we'll highlight it, help with the defense, and show them the gun in the room. I mean,
I love it. I love that idea. I think that there is the Save a Patriot Foundation. I don't think they're still around. Maybe they are, but I know that they had some trouble. It was an organization of people, and certainly the way they designed it probably should not be duplicated. But it was a similar concept where people who weren't paying federal taxes were they join up to the Save a Patriot program, and their information would be kept anonymous, and this is one of the problems with the program was Save a Patriot refused to even publish the amount of members they have. So you don't really know what kind of financial strength you're dealing with. But the suggestion was...
Part of an insurance program is financial strength, right?
Right. The suggestion was that when something happened, they would request money be sent in, and then, like, if somebody, one of their members got busted, they would request that the money be sent in, and then that money would supposedly be dispersed to the person who was losing their home or whatever it was that was happening to them. I don't know if it ever successfully worked for anybody, but I do know that the feds did come down on them at some point.
Like they always do.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean I don't think that the idea couldn't work. I mean, there would have to be some sort of distributed savings where it wasn't all in one place.
Sure, yeah. That's like my mind, I mean, without getting too much into it. But, yeah, I have a vision of getting people connecting them, keeping it off the radar, and then, yeah, you'd have to buy things that can be easily sold off, precious metals, cars, properties. Yeah, you just can't have a bank account with a boatload of money in it. They're going to take it. They'll seize it. It's easy.
Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, and I think those ideas become more and more possible as more people come here with the capital to start businesses like that. And you don't have to start big.
It's going
to
become profitable. That's what's coming.
I hope so. As I say, sign me up. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th. We have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up anything at all. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Show archives. We've got years' worth of them available to you for free. You don't have to log in or, you know, pay some kind of membership fee or anything like that. They're just right there, front page of the website. You get a week's worth, and then you click into the podcast or the archive section, and it'll go back to 2006, all free for you at freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GVICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. They are your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Still to come, the post office. Mark, you've got news about they are ready to raise rates again. And again, it just keeps coming. And we'll also talk about whether or not they're actually private, because people, the post office people particularly, are notorious for claiming how independent they are. And you've got the details on that, right?
Well, they're getting lied to, too.
Sure. Sure, sure. So we continue, though, with your phone calls first. Vince is in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Adam, and Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you this evening?
Hey, Vince. What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, I wanted to – I heard you and Ian – or Mark and Ian, and I can't remember who else you had on your Monday night, but you were really going off about budget troubles in Illinois and in California. And
yeah, they're having a tough time out there.
And even on the East Coast, they're having tough times. But – all 50 states have sent National Guard units to the Middle East, mm-hmm. and the states have to pay for that.
Really?
First, the federal government's supposed to reimburse them, but they haven't yet. Or the Department of Defense is supposed to.
Really?
I was not aware. Huh?
I was not aware of that. So you're saying basically the state governments are fronting their troops to the federal government, and the federal government has not paid up?
Mm-hmm. I mean, because, for lack of better words, these people are very inexperienced. They're what you call weekend warriors.
Yeah.
But, they're being sent over there into danger and harm's way, and they're being sent out in front of the Marines and the United States Army, who's supposed to be well-trained in dealing with these type of incursions. But I thought the Marines were supposed to be sent out first.
Is that not the case?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, here, you go out before we do.
Is that really true, that the National Guard are going out first before the Marines? It wasn't the purpose behind the Marines to be the badass guys that went in first?
Here we go, hoorah.
Yeah, but, then they can, I guess in the, from what I understand from military terms, they send out, a whole, 25 or 30 people that they consider maybe expendable.
Sure. It sounds what kings used to do back in the days, the Anglo would get a bunch from like the Irish and they would send them into their battles first. Mm-hmm. Save our men for the real fighting or afterwards, or they come back in our field. So not shocked by this at all, really.
Wow. This is news to me. I would love to have someone confirm this one because it's pretty surprising. It seems surprising to me, but then again, maybe that's what they're doing. I'll have to take your word for it, Vince.
Well, yeah, but the states are having troubles financially because...
Yeah. So you're saying bring the troops home might help them a little bit with their finances?
Yeah, bring the National Guard troops home and...
Sounds like a good idea. Vince, thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe somebody who's been over there in Iraq or Afghanistan can confirm that for me. I know that they sent those guys over there, but it seems pretty unrealistic that they would send in cannon fodder like that, but I guess that's kind of...
Doesn't seem very nice, that's for sure.
Right, I guess...
I had a friend who signed up for the reserves and ended up in Iraq. I mean, it takes a lot to surprise me on what government would do, especially on the military stance.
Yeah, the idea that you're going to sign up for the reserves these days and, fight the war from Connecticut is pretty silly. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're taking people from all over. They're making people stay longer for their durations, what they call stop-lossing. Military, not a safe place to be right now. Unless, of course, you're looking to catch hard bullets with your soft body.
The toll-free number again is 800-259-9231. So let's talk about another bureaucracy that is as big as, if not bigger than, is it bigger than the military, the post office? I know there's
I was going to ask you that.
Toss-up.
I have no idea.
They're both very, very big bureaucracies. Maybe bigger than the Army. I don't know if it's bigger than the entire military. I'll check that out, though. What's going on with the post office, Mark?
This is from abcsnews.com. Believe I got it from freetalklive.com. Cash-strapped post office finding ways to revamp for survival. Mailing that rent check or sending mom her yearly birthday card is about to get a bit more expensive.
What is it, 44 cents right now?
I don't send letters. why are you asking me?
It should say
in here, I think it's 44 cents and it's going to go up to 46 is what I believe. But
yeah.
I, like I said, I don't send the stuff. And my wife buys those forever stamps, knowing full well the post office is going to raise the price. So, Anyway, if the post office gets its way on Tuesday, the U.S. Postal Service announced it was to raise the price of your stamps by another 2 cents, bringing the price to 46 cents. The hike would also be applied to other postal services. The cost for mailing small packages would increase by roughly 7%. All these changes come at a time when the Postal Service is very worried about its financial future. The Postal Service faces a serious risk of financial insolvency, said Vice President Stephen Kearney. Last year, the Postal Service cut 40,000 full-time employees and made other reductions to expenses. It ended up losing $3.8 billion last year and is looking at a deficit of $7 billion this year. The post office has not raised prices since 2006, but this new round of hikes is already provoking howls from many business people. And the rate hike won't even fully solve the problem. The increase would bring a roughly $2.5 billion, not even half of what the post office service expects to lose this year. I'd like to point out why businesses be the ones that are howling. because the post office at this point is sort of a subsidized competition to FedEx and UPS,
mm-hmm.
and secondly, the post office is a government-subsidized ad venue. An ad venue like Free Talk Live and so many other, the Yellow Pages, newspapers, things like that are what they call ad venues. The purpose of the content in the newspaper, the purpose of the content on Free Talk Live, the purpose of the names in the phone book and the white pages is so that you have in their hand the ad venue, the venue to which they can advertise to you. And that's all the post office is really anymore. If you have a post office box in front of your house, and I don't, because... Well, I don't want to be bothered by this stuff, but if you do, you get a whole bunch of pizza
crap.
Ads, you know, car service
sometimes
ads.
It's useful, like you're a coupon clipper
not.
Or something like
I didn't
that, which
call
I'm not.
It crap. I did not call it crap.
Some of it's crap.
Ian, I don't. It's not crap unless you don't want it. There's only
I think a lot of people don't want some of the stuff they're getting.
Understood, but at some point they do. It's an ad venue.
Yeah.
It is a push sort of ad venue where they put a bunch of stuff out there and then 1.2% of it or whatever comes back. So the people that need their oil changed, it's not crap to them.
I think the bigger thing, that besides what comes in your mailbox, is what people don't realize is no matter what, they're having paid for this. You say they lose money, billions, or I forgot the exact number you said, but the post office doesn't lose anything, which is probably why the businesses are complaining because they're the ones... That's getting their bottom line eaten out. The post office just keeps surviving off of the money they'll just take from everybody else anyways.
That's the point, is that these business people have become used to what is essentially
subsidy.
Government welfare
yeah.
for business people. Because that's all the post office is doing at this point. Is not all. Largely their business is bulk mail.
Yeah,
they're sending out this crap. And
I'm trying to think, like, what kind of stuff do I get? Sometimes people send me checks through the mail.
It certainly
that happens. That is business, though. I mean, I'm doing business in that way.
Right. I would prefer that I was able to operate through a system that wasn't subsidized. But I'll take, when it comes to first-class mail, I'll take the idea of sending it, through the regular
you
mail.
You might as well.
It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah. And you might have your chance here in New Hampshire. There's some folks that are starting, like, a Lysander Spooner delivery service,
really?
Right? Right?
I don't know.
We'll have to talk about that.
That's
I mean,
great.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. 800-259-9231. Also, more about the
more
post office
this.
Here in a moment. And your calls as well. Maybe you work for the Postal Service. What's that like? It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Inviting you to take control of these airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Almost 80 radio stations across the country. Also covering North America with a satellite signal as of last week. Online, man, on your cell phone, on your phone, you can get Free Talk Live in so many different ways now. And it's thanks to our amplifiers. It's thanks to our listeners who have ponied up as little as $3 a month to help get Free Talk Live into new ears around the world and around the country, and it's working. We're taking that money in, we're reinvesting it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country and expanding out into other listening venues, because not everybody listens to the radio, although most people do. I think, what is it, still in the 90 percentile mark, like 96% of Americans or something like that listen to radio on a weekly basis.
I don't know if it's as high as 96. I would have gone for 92 would be the 92. Number that I would have gone for.
It's in the 90s. There's a lot of people listening to the radio.
I also don't think that people necessarily know whether they listen to the radio or not. I think that that number is low because people don't know whether they've listened or not.
I live in an RV. We travel. I listen to the radio all the time. Sometimes it's annoying. I wish I had a show like Free Talk Live to listen right? to while we're traveling around everywhere all the time. I mean, there's some places. I mean, you guys are on what? 50?
We're on 77 radio stations.
Yep, so there's sometimes we get lucky, but yeah, I'd love to have it more. More amplifiers, let's go.
Absolutely. So we're doing our best to get Free Talk Live into as many listening venues as possible, and it's thanks to listeners like you. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board. You can do it with any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options are available as well. And you get perks like access to the Amp-only call-in lines, the Amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Go get all the details. Get signed up, amp.freetalklive.com, and thank you in advance. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue discussing the Postal Service and how it is, as Mark, you point out, that it's actually a subsidized venue for business people to spam. Would spam be the right word? I mean, unwanted commercial mailings, that would kind of be spam, wouldn't it?
Yeah, spam, I would say, is electronic version, but yeah, I mean, you know, it's junk mail is what yeah. it's called. I don't like the term because I don't think it's true.
You don't like junk mail as a term?
Right. I don't think it's correct or fair.
I think it's interchangeable.
Right. I mean, you know, if you get a coupon for a $15 oil change and you don't need your oil changed, it's junk mail. But if you do need your oil changed, it's an opportunity.
Or if you solicited for it. If you, you know, you're at the place and they ask for your address and they send you things, that's...
That's something entirely different.
Sure.
But
would spam be a better term, do you think? Because spam kind of connotates unwanted mail. You might see a spam mail that is useful. Of course, I don't, because I get thousands of spam mails, and Google is very good about...
And you also might sign up for junk mail. Like, you might sign up for things wanting some other stuff every now and then, or a good, you know, once in a while, but then that's junk mail.
I don't think the term spam is inaccurate. I just don't like these terms because my opinion is that the sender doesn't necessarily know whether you want or don't want these things. So spam is this negative, has this negative connotation to it that I don't think is necessarily fair. It depends on what is contained in whatever the missive that they receive. I mean, if it's a coupon for a free Rolex watch, suddenly it's not spam anymore, right?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
So, I don't like the terminology because I think that it's terminology made up by amateurs that with short tempers, and that's how I feel about it. So, let me continue.
Where's the story from?
The originally from ABC, okay. But I want to make another point since we're saying spam subsidized. Since I've used the term subsidized, I need to be able to back that up. If it's government subsidized, then the post office isn't
taxpayer subsidized.
Then the post office isn't this private entity that it claims to be. The post office will claim to you that we're just like any other the people working there. We're just like any other business. We're out
there running in the black,
competing in the marketplace.
Yeah.
Well, for one, they aren't because the government will bail them out on a regular basis.
They bail
basis.
Out their pension fund, don't they?
I understand, but let me read what
when they talk about running in the black, I believe they're not including the pension fund, but I may be wrong about that. So
it may be
correct.
I haven't been able to find out about this pension fund claim that you've made,
okay.
But I have found some stuff here that
please.
Changes everything.
All right,
okay?
From Cato?
From Cato.org. Let's see, the UPS's expansion, I'm just reading a paragraph here out of something just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. Expansion into new markets threatens private sector providers because the Postal Service enjoys unfair government-established advantages. The USPS pays no federal, state, or local taxes.
Nice.
Of course, they're exempt. They're the arm of their brother.
Chink, chink. I mean, that's a huge amount of money put to the bottom line. What would be the bottom line if they had one? It could borrow from the Treasury. So, I mean, how many businesses...
Unlimited credit line.
Right. How many businesses can just have an unlimited credit line to some bank? And that bank, of course, is the United States taxpayer.
Which can, of course, forgive the loans if it so chooses.
If its new business ventures fail, it can make up losses with higher stamp prices, which I suppose any company could raise its prices.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to being exempt from most government regulations under which private businesses must operate.
Wait a minute. Any company can raise their prices for a stamp, but the USPS benefits from having a monopoly on first-class mail.
Right, under a dollar.
Right, so they can raise their prices up to a buck, and there's not really much that anyone else can do to compete.
And they also have the advantage of having men with guns, so if, like when Lysander Spooner started up his business, to come and stop you from any competition. So not only will they price gouge you, but they will also come and physically harm you.
That's right.
The increase in first-class mail from up to 46 cents, which is what they're asking, is a good thing. There's a threshold where people will begin
using drive out of the market.
The competition, even if it costs more. I personally would send mail at $1 with U.S. or $1.01 with FedEx or UPS if they offered that service, but they haven't yet.
You mean you would do that right now, even with first class at half price?
I would.
Okay.
I would simply because
it's economical. It's smart.
No, I would do it because I think I'd get better service, but I'd probably do it from a philosophical standpoint. There are some people out there that would do it because they trust. Who
right.
doesn't?
For most
trust.
People, it's the wallet. It's what they understand in their pocket, and that's the problem.
Indeed, the post office doesn't provide as good a service as UPS and FedEx do, and I think that at some point, when the stamp price gets to 75 cents, I think that the post office is in big trouble.
So far, there's no competition for first class mail, so they can kind of raise their prices to whatever. And of course, even if it goes up to a dollar, Congress could always pass another law that says, well, now it's $2. Now you've got protection up to $2, and you guys can't compete. UPS and FedEx
can't
compete.
They could do that. They could just change the rules across the board. Exemption from state, local, and federal taxes.
Right.
Exemption from most government regulations under which private sector businesses must operate. They can borrow from the Treasury basically at will. They it's perhaps worst of all, the post office enjoys regulatory authority that it uses against competitors. For example, it recently imposed costly new regulations on private mailbox companies, driving many customers away from those enterprises to P.O. boxes.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up, that they regulate the size, colors, shapes of your mailboxes outside as well. The Postmaster General has that power.
They own anything that that these letters are delivered to. They own your post office box, the one sitting out in your driveway. If you don't think it's true, think about asking your friend to toss something in that mailbox.
I wonder what regulations. They're not going to get into the detail here, but I'm just curious if you happen to work at a Packmail or a UPS store or something like that, one of these private mailbox suppliers out there. What kind of increased regulations have you had to deal with? I wonder what that is.
I think this article is
this the UPS store here in Keene went out of business.
This article from Cato is from 2000.
So
it's a relatively old article, but it doesn't change these the differences.
I bet you in most industries it's security though. You know what I mean? It has to go even when the UPS here in town, they have to take it somewhere, and if that's like a UPS distribution. It's similar to like TSA agents will be in there. They have to do this, and increase security is always a way government increases cost on anything, regulating the security of things.
Well, I always thought it would be a cool idea, and I'll just throw this out there. I hope somebody takes it and runs with it. We might do it here in Keene one of these days, but to essentially operate a real private mailbox service. Like, I like the private mailboxes. I will never buy a post office box.
It's like mailbox, et cetera.
Et cetera, which is now owned by a UPS store and Packmail. These private companies that will receive your mail for you, they put it in a little box. You get a key. You can come in. Some of them are 24 hours, with a little vestibule that you can walk into at 3 in the morning. They don't have those around here.
That's pretty sweet.
But they have those in Sarasota. And you come in otherwise during business hours. You can check your box, and they'll hold a package for you behind the counter, that kind of thing. It's really – it's a nice service, and it's cheap. You know, you're paying like – what are we paying for our box right now, Mark? $7? I think it's $7 a month or something like that.
I can't answer.
On the high end, you can get a big box for like $23 or something like that. And, I mean, just to have the safety of delivery, if you're not at home and somebody sends a package to your house and then some other crook comes up and takes it away from your front door, it's not FedEx's responsibility. They delivered it to your house, and that's it. That's all that was required. But these guys, they're there at a physical location, and they hold it for you. That alone is a pretty valuable service. Plus, there's the extra privacy of being able to have one address, and you can move as well.
And the better customer service. I mean, if something does go wrong, they let you to your right.
Let's talk more about the Postal Monopoly here in a little bit. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Adam is with us from LibertyOnTour.com. And we'll come back with hour number two in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.